You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Can you even believe it? Kyrie is opting into his $36.5 million option with the Brooklyn Nets for next season. Can you even fathom it? Irving told The Athletic, quote, normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall. A11 even. End quote. I don't even know what that means. Anyway, well, we already know he's number 11. That's very exciting. We know that he had created a bunch of teams, a list of them that he would have played for if there was a sign-and-trade deal. And if they couldn't agree to terms for him to stay with the Nets, we all know about the Lakers. They were the ones that were allegedly the only interested party. He had all these other teams he wanted to play for, but the Lakers were the only ones that were vibing on getting him. And there's some people that believe that the guy's still going to end up with the Lakers, that he signed in, opted in just to see them cut a deal to deal him to the Lakers. And he's no longer eligible for a sign and trade. The Nets could still trade him as an expiring contract, but Irving would have no voice in where he goes. He's got till June 30th of next year to work out an extension with the Nets before becoming an unrestricted free agent. No one denies Kyrie's great. He's 30 years old. He averaged 27.4 points, 5.8 assists, 4.4 boards last season. But he only played in 29 regular season games. He refused to get vaccinated the entire season. He wasn't allowed to play in New York City, in Brooklyn, in Manhattan, or in Toronto because of the city vaccination mandates for employees. So the Nets didn't have him until, you know, January. When he played, he was great. There were games where he scored 40 points in four games. He had a 60 spot in a win over the Magic. He missed huge chunks of the season. And then the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, changed the rule and allowed athletes and performers to do their gigs. He played in all four of the Nets' first-round loss in the sweep against the Celtics. They got lit up. I mean, no one questions whether the dude can ball. He averaged 27.6 dimes while shooting 49% from the field, 40% from three over the last three seasons. But he only played in 103 games. The guy is a prima donna. He never shows up for work. He takes extended vacations. He needs mental breaks. He talks about changing the world. Can someone explain to me how Kyrie Irving has changed the world? If anything, he's made it a more miserable place. Because dealing with guys like him, where can you imagine a guy doesn't show up for the games that his teammates show up for to play in? You're a pro, you're making $30 million bucks, and you don't show up to the games. Everybody else does, but you don't because you don't feel like it. And you take breaks whenever you want. You always get your way. You run the team. I mean, let's face it, KD and Irving ran the team. The Oriental Rug, otherwise known as Sean Marks, did nothing but get stepped on. The owner, Joe Tsai, pays billions for the team, puts up with it. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't put up with that if I was the owner. And what, everybody thought it'd be better if he went to L.A.? Play with the Lakers, play with LeBron, play with AD. AD's just like him. He never plays. The difference is Anthony Davis is always injured. He's peanut brittle. We all know LeBron still got mad game, and they'd be great together. That's fine. But those two, LeBron and AD run the Lakers the same way Kyrie and KD run the Nets. And look how it's worked. The Lakers are in the tank, and the Nets got their ass swept in the playoffs. They were pathetic. We'll see where it goes from here. A lot of people still think a deal is going to happen, but it seems for the moment that he's going to play with KD again in Brooklyn, and they'll have a good team. With Seth Curry, Claxton, and getting Joe Harris back, he got KD and Kyrie. That's a team that can cause problems for people if they all show up to play in the games, for God's sakes. The salary cap for the 22-23 season is projected to be $122 million, and the luxury tax line is projected to be at $149 million. Only four teams, Detroit, Indiana, Orlando, and San Antonio, are going to have cap space, flexibility. The Knicks, obviously, they have a path to some freedom financially if they waive the non-guaranteed contract of Taj Gibson and clear out more contracts. The cap space free agents are Kyrie, Jalen Brunson, Tyus Jones, Zach LaVine, James Harden. He's got a player option. Bradley Beal, a player option. Dante DiVincenzo, restricted. Anthony Simons, restricted. Lugets Dort, team option. Colin Sexton, restricted. Lonnie Walker, the fourth, restricted. Miles Bridges, restricted. DeAndre Ayton, restricted. Mo Bamba, restricted. Bobby Portis, Bagley, the third, restricted. Mitchell Robinson and Jusuf Nurkić are all the cap space free agents. The Pistons have $36 million in projected room. The Pacers have $25 million. There's been talk of all kinds of guys that could be gone, like Ricky Rubio, TJ Warren, Lance Stevenson. The Knicks, $17 million. And you wonder who could be gone. Like I said, Taj Gibson probably. The Magic have $27 million in space, and a guy like Robin Lopez, Bol Bol, see you later. The Spurs have $31 million of space. Memphis could create up to $18 million in space, but they'd have to have some kind of bye-bye with Tyus Jones and Kyle Anderson, who are their key free agents. The T-Wolves and the Wizards are right at the salary cap, but they got the flexibility with some expiring and non-guaranteed contracts to create some space. Both of them need a point guard. Obviously, Brunson and Tyus Jones are the best names out there. The Wizards would have a shot at a Tyus Jones, but they'd have to figure it out if they give Bradley Beal a new contract. He says he wants to stay in Washington, allegedly. Minnesota's $26 million below the tax. Guys that might be gone, Torian Prince and Greg Monroe, more than likely. So let's look at some of the mid-level exception guys. The $6.5 to $10.5 million mid-level free agents. Patty Mills, he's got a player option. Gary Harris, Gary Payton II, Dennis Schroeder, Ricky Rubio, Bruce Brown. You got Malik Monk, Oladipo, TJ Warren, Kyle Anderson, who I mentioned, and Nick Batum, Joe Ingles. PJ Tucker is going to get paid wherever he goes because of his D. Thaddeus Young, Chris Boucher, Kayvon Looney. That'd be a tough loss for the Warriors. Nick Claxton is restricted. Zubats, Clippers team option there. Montrezl Harrell, who's got legal problems off the court with the weed bust, having 3 pounds on him. And then you got Jalen Smith as well. The Blazers, below the tax, $45 million. They're probably going to waive Eric Bledsoe so they can get out of that contract. You know, the Suns would join the list of teams with only the $6.5 million tax mid-level exception if a new Ayton contract exceeds $20 million. I don't think Ayton's going to be in Phoenix for 1 second. I honestly don't think the Charlotte Hornets can afford to let Miles Bridges roll. He's a great player. And then obviously all eyes are on Zach LaVine in Chicago. They got a $5 million trade exemption. The Cavs, $23 million below the tax. And their key free agent is Colin Sexton. We'll see if they keep him. They're probably going to dump Rajon Rondo at the very least. The Heat are 22 million below the tax. They got a 1.8 million trade exemption. Who could be gone? Markieff Morris and old man Udonis Haslam. Their key free agents are Tucker, Dedmon, Oladipo, and Caleb Martin. Not only is Ayton a free agent, so is JaVale McGee in Phoenix. And you look at guys that might be gone there, Aaron Holiday, Elfrid Payton, Biombo. Those are guys that could be gone from the desert. The Atlanta Hawks could go to 10 million below the tax threshold if Danilo Gallinari is waived. They got all kinds of guys that might be gone, including Sweet Lou Williams, Gorgie Jang, DeLon Wright, etc. The Celtics are 49 grand below the tax. They got trade exemptions of 17 mil, 7 mil, 5.5 mil, 2.2 mil, and 1.8 mil. Their whole team's basically back, and they probably will get rid of Nick Stauskas. If Kyrie and Mills are out, Brooklyn would be at the cap and have the 10.5 mil mid-level exemption. Guys that could be out are like old guys like Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, LaMarcus Aldridge, and even the Dragon, Goran Dragic, could be out. I think the Mavs, they got a trade exemption of $10.9 million, but I think Brunson will be gone. Another guy out is Frank Ntilikina. The Nuggets are $2 million over the tax. Guys that could be out are Austin Rivers, DeMarcus Cousins, my boy Boogie. Who would be gone from the champs? Toscano Anderson, Otto Porter, Iggy, that's Iguodala, and Bielitsa too. So who do you think's out with the Lakers? How about Dwight Howard, Bazemore, Monk, Melo, bye-bye, and Avery Bradley too. Paul Millsap and DeAndre Jordan could be gone from Philly. The key free agents for the Bucks are Wes Matthews and Bobby Portis. He declined the option, but I think they'll re-sign Portis at the very least. It's going to be crazy to see how all these financials work out and how all these free agents move, where they go, where they stay. It's insanity in the NBA offseason. I can't wait for the Summer League to start. Give me some Summer League, baby.
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.